Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
You can call me Al. Checks in. Number 9 on Jeff's Top 100 Songs list. Paul Simon. Did you happen to see Paul Simon on Saturday Night Live?
I fell asleep right before the musical
Max, use that as a... I mean, it's unbelievable.
Who cares?
You fall asleep before everything. Wake up.
Who cares?
I'm 63. I see everything.
Then see it. Who cares?
I mean, I'd like to be able to talk with you about it.
Good.
He had a little orchestra surrounding him.
I can still watch it.
He did a great arrangement of Bridge Over Troubled Water. He did a new song. And then before that, at 9 o'clock, they always air one of their classic Saturday Night Lives. They aired one from 1976 with Paul Simon and George Harrison. That was interesting, to say the least.
Okay.
I'm interesting, to say the least.
You're trying to keep up with everything, and no one else does that.
Well, because I want to be interesting on this show.
Okay.
I want to be able to come into this show, and if somebody throws me a curve and says, hey, did you see, name something.
I want to be myself on this show.
I am myself.
Okay, then we're good. There shouldn't be a problem with the dichotomy.
But myself falling asleep at all hours is not very interesting.
Well, I fell asleep last night during watching Saturday Night Live.
That's Saturday night.
Right. I watched it on Hulu a little bit last night and said, okay, I've seen enough. That last sketch wasn't funny. I'm turning this off now.
I thought it was a pretty good, pretty strong show with Seth Meyers. My God. Who's the most interesting person in Wichita? Let's get them in here on a day.
Okay.
So
have at it.
So there can be some banter.
I banter plenty. I watched that dumb Manifest show because of you, and that's going nowhere.
I like that show.
It's all right.
Yeah, see, now you're ripping that. It's a pretty good show. I'm 3 in.
Yeah, but none of the stuff so far we're 3 in has to do with what happened to the plane. I get that. But
you can't get all the answers. I watched 19 seasons of Lost, never got an answer.
Right, and didn't that leave you sort of frustrated?
I don't know. Big 12 grade cards. 4 games in the Big 12 last week, only 2 this week. Kansas returns to action, but K-State is idle coming up this week. 4 games, 4 strange games. Texas Tech on the road knocks off TCU. No one saw that coming. 17-14, nobody saw that low scoring of a game. How in the world does that happen? I've got to give Texas Tech an A for winning on the road, for its defense showing up, but I got to give them a C for pretty mundane offense. I'll give them a B overall.
A B plus,
and I'll
probably give
TCU a D minus.
Yeah, but Texas Tech holding anybody to 14 points is A worthy, regardless.
I said I'd give their defense an A.
Yeah, well, it was that type of game, and they found a way to win on the road. The Big 12, can we just say it stinks?
It's not very good. I don't know
conference.
That I'd say it stinks.
Is any team interesting? Is TCU
They're all
interesting?
Kind of interesting for various reasons. Kansas State at home, slow start. 1 field goal in the first half. As is typical of K-State, they got it going in the second half. They need to figure out how to play in the first half. They win 31-12 over Oklahoma State, which was abysmal. Now 1-3, both teams in the Big 12. I give this game I give K-State a B, and I give Oklahoma State an F.
I give Oklahoma State a G for go away.
Why?
I'm so sick of Oklahoma State.
You've always been sick
I
of
know,
them. Why is that?
Because they're the perennial close. We got close. We're playing in the Holiday Bowl this year. Congrats.
Alex
Mike
Barnes,
Gundy
four touchdowns in the second half, 181 yards on 34 carries, scored all of their touchdowns. The kind of performance I think I was expecting to see from Alex Barnes all season long. West Virginia goes to Ames. I tried to tell you people that that's not anything close to a gimme. And Iowa State wins it 30-14, scoring 10 points in the fourth quarter, holding West Virginia scoreless in the second half. West Virginia laid a complete egg. They got nothing going offensively. They barely had the football in this game.
Yeah, we thought too highly of West Virginia, and I'm as guilty of that as anybody.
Iowa State gets an A. West Virginia gets an F. It's that simple.
I don't know about F.
That's an F.
It's not an F. An F indicates that we thought they should have been good. And everything I read about West Virginia in the preseason says they're going 7-5, 8-4. They should not have been this highly ranked. I get it's about performance, but they were never this good.
Jeff Lutz picks West Virginia for 7 points.
I did,
by the
and
way.
I just said I've been as guilty of it as anybody.
You make this did argument, say, it doesn't make any sense.
I just said I'm as guilty of it as anybody. I was wrong.
No, you're more guilty of it than anybody.
See, that's the curse of me. When I'm adamant about something, oh, Jeff never says he's wrong about anything. And now I'm saying I'm wrong. Well, look, you're an idiot for saying that in the first place. So how about
that is the curse of you.
It is. I just admitted I was wrong about West Virginia. So why can't maybe we, hey, Jeff admitted he was wrong for the first time ever.
Texas, at home, struggles to beat Baylor. I don't know what to think about Texas. They're 4-0. Do we think they're good?
They're Big 12 good.
I guess we have to think they're good, don't we? They've beaten Oklahoma. They beat K-State. They beat TCU. They go on the road to Oklahoma State. Then they play at home against West Virginia at Texas Tech. Right now, Texas is a game ahead of West Virginia. Texas Tech and Oklahoma, both with one loss, but have played one fewer Big 12 game. I have no idea how this thing's going to shake
Texas
out.
Texas will be favored in their remaining games. Is that fair to say?
Will they be favored at Texas Tech?
By 3.5.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if they will be.
When is that game? Is that 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Ask me again in a week. But
it's actually 3 weeks, November 10th. Texas Tech has KU at Iowa State and Oklahoma. So it looks on paper like they'll go 1-2, but who knows in this conference? This is as wild a ride in the Big 12, and I think I generally agree with you that it's not a very strong conference this year, but it's hard to define who's even good. It's also hard to define who's bad. Just a bunch of mediocrity.
Texas got some help that LSU beat Georgia, so now there is at least an opening in that top four. I don't think Texas has it, but if dominoes continue to fall and
Texas
goes undefeated in the league,
Texas
then
is ranked seventh right now. They're the most overranked team.
Yeah,
in the
if they go undefeated in the Big 12 and then win the Big 12 championship, you can't tell
they're not
me
going undefeated in the Big 12.
Well, they might.
Right now, it's a clear-cut playoff. Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, Notre Dame. It's clear-cut.
Notre Dame's not good enough to be in that.
They're going
to
be
They'll get humiliated by Alabama.
They're going to be. I thought that was your team.
I can call things as
they,
I see
they had
them.
To struggle to beat Pitt. They have Navy, Northwestern, Florida State, Syracuse, and USC left. There's no challenge here.
And they're going to get destroyed 60-6 by Alabama.
Doesn't matter. They're going to be in it.
I won't watch that game because
it'll be Alabama and Notre Dame. And it'll be Ohio State and Clemson. And we see this. College football needs to go to more teams and the playoffs because what we're seeing now with this four-team playoff, it's looking extremely repetitive every year. We got to get some new blood. I was impressed that Oregon won, beat Washington.
Thank
I thought
you.
That was impressive. Did you get that one right?
I did.
Well, it's about time you got something right.
4-3 this week. Not bad at all.
So there's where we are in college football. I guess it's interesting. Is it?
Not really.
We know that Alabama. Now, I'll tell you one thing that I am curious about, and that's LSU. I never expected LSU to put up 36 points on Georgia. And that's interesting. Alabama plays at LSU in 2 weeks, on November 3rd, in 3 weeks. That could be the game of the year.
That's the only potential.
Is that the game of the year?
It's on paper it is, but I certainly would be surprised if Alabama won by fewer than two touchdowns.
Even against LSU?
Yeah, I see 35-21. And yeah, just
That's not giving LSU any credit at all.
It's giving LSU plenty of credit. No one in the world stays that close with Alabama.
Well,
they run over everybody.
LSU somehow lost to Florida last week, but rebounded to just throttle Georgia. Nobody saw that coming. The SEC looks strong again. You've got Florida, your Georgia, your Kentuckys, all with one conference loss. That's in the East. You've got your Alabamas, A&M with one conference loss in the West, LSU with one conference loss. So we'll see where that's headed. But there are some not very good teams in the SEC, too.
I know.
Give me one.
Arkansas.
I'll tell you when you made a mistake. Arkansas is not very good. Next.
Vanderbilt.
Are they? They're okay. They're just, they can't figure out how to win. I don't count them as a bad team.
I would say that's the only two that aren't good. Ole Miss isn't very good.
Ole Miss is 5-2.
But Kentucky's good. Texas A&M is sort of good.
Mississippi State's good, but they've lost two of their three conference games.
Florida's good. They're all pretty good. I said Arkansas and Vanderbilt. Those are the teams that aren't good.
Florida lost to Kentucky, but they've won five in a row since, including beating LSU and Mississippi State. Looks like they can play some defense. So I guess we'll get more definition, but I don't know what more definition we need because – right now, I think we pretty much know who's going to be in the college football
Michigan
playoff.
Michigan has a shot.
Clemson doesn't have any tough games left.
No.
They
ACC's
played number 16 North Carolina State this week. They'll roll. They have Florida State, Louisville, Boston College, Duke, and South Carolina. There's nothing there. They're in. Ohio State's in.
Michigan.
That'll be good, but Ohio State will beat them. Back in a minute. Jeff will wrap it up. I'll see you all Friday. Have a great week.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.